You know what, Lord? Look, I can honestly tell you I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to over-explain myself. I've been silenced for years. For years, I've been silenced. And I won't do that no more. From the trauma to the heartache to everything that's been going on, I'm not closing my mouth anymore. Yes, you've given me an authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. Yes, you've given me the power by Jesus Christ. Believer. All that. But I'm tired of people treating me like I am the problem when I know I am the solution. Like the jealousy, the envy, like the hatred, because you can't figure out problems and upset that somebody else has the answer. We don't have the answer to everything. But the fact that I'm typically right when it's based off of wisdom that you've given me and not emotion that my flesh has made risen up. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely tired of it. My soul is tired, Lord. And I don't think people understand. Like, it's crazy to me. Do you know how much love, capacity, sorry, not capacity, I'm there. Compassion you have to be attacked constantly. As a follower of Christ, to be attacked constantly. I mean, from traffic to cars going slow to somebody walking up to you out of the blue to issues at your job with your children. The enemy can use anybody. Anybody. Anybody who's open. They don't even have to be in agreement. The fact that they haven't fully come into the understanding of who God is, they can be used. That's the crazy thing to me. And yeah, I understand it. To be open is to be used at this point. That's how I see it. But to be constantly attacked, I mean, every which way. Every which way imaginable. Front, back, side. And that's why you are my eye gates. My ear gates. That's why you got my back, my front, my side. And I appreciate it, Lord. And I, like I said, I know it's training ground. I understand that this is for a reason. I understand that this has purpose. But. Come on now. I feel like at times you want me to be quiet. At times you want me to sit in it. I sit in it because I have compassion for them people. But let me finish my original statement. Do you know how much compassion you have for people to try to step on you, to try to humble you, to try to belittle you, to degrade you just because God has humbled you and he's put you in a place where he's revealing what's in your heart? Yeah, you might have a beautiful heart, but there might be things on the inside that God has to work out. Because you can't embody all of the blessings that he has for you with even a thimble, even a speck in your heart that's not right. But then you have people attacking you like, Lord. And then do you know how much I'm refraining from giving you all the things I've endured in the last 10 seconds of my day alone? If it's not the world producing the evil, it's my mind. Spiritual warfare. That's where it starts first. And I don't think people recognize that. You know, at first I used to think that people were entitled. I used to think that people did things intentionally. Now I recognize that there's a spirit behind that person. And I get that. Okay. I understand that. I get it. I really do. And I have to have compassion. I have to remember we fight not against flesh and blood, because guess what? After that person turns up on you, goes ham on you, they sit with themselves and they think, why did I do that? I feel so bad. I shouldn't have did it. I don't understand why I did it. They feel shame, regret, and hurt. You think they don't, but them thought it'd be eating them up. It really do. It eat them up on the inside. And they don't understand why they did it. But their ego, pride will not allow them to. That spirit, that entity on the inside of them will not allow them to come to you and ask for forgiveness. Or even acknowledge what they've done. It's just deafening. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with it. But this comes a part of it. This is a part of it. I got to talk to God and say the things that I want to say to him. About the people who come for me unwarranted, not even aware that we're in a spiritual battle. when you get urges to do things, when you have those thoughts or even maladaptive daydreaming, you have to realize that is from the enemy, whether you believe in God or not. So you telling me you just the type of person that thinks it's okay to just, for no reason, out the blue, off a whim, decide to be like that towards somebody you don't know? Or let a small incident, a mistake, an honest mistake, blow up into something where somebody loses their life or somebody's hurt in the process or even emotions are heightened? No, absolutely not. You have to, at some point, be aware. You got to take accountability. And I know that's hard to do when you got somebody else operating on the inside of you. That spirit, Leviathan, Jezebel, whoever. Or if you decide to be quiet and willingly not say nothing, Ahab. You hold all the power, but you choose to be silent. I cannot be silent anymore. We gotta learn how to do better. So, thank you for joining me on this side of the table. This originally was not a part of the podcast. This is me driving to my gym, letting out my frustrations to God. But since I've already spoken, I would like to share with you. I think I've shaken the table.